Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, the Powell Panthers on Friday night stifled the Warland Warriors as Powell pounded on the Warriors. 41-6 was the final. Key part of this was the Panther defense that held Warland only 22 yards rushing in the game and 146 yards total. Well, the Panthers once again piled up over 400 yards, including over 300 on the ground, as the Panthers finally got on the scoreboard with 2:05 left in the first period when Landon Langfelder ended up with a one-yard touchdown run. He ended up with 2 1-yard touchdown runs in the game. He also hit Jesse Trotter for the second time this year with a 79-yard touchdown pass as the Panthers took a 21-0 lead into the locker room at halftime. Well, Torrin Graham took over in the second half as he had a 27-yard touchdown run later in the third period. Warland got on the board finally in the third when Rudy Sanford hit Brock DeZanis with a 62-yard touchdown pass. But then Graham added another touchdown, a 5-yard run with 8:06 remaining. But the Panthers weren't done, as Powell, with a lot of the reserves in, gave the ball to Lannon Brazelton, who scored on a 1-yard run to make the final 41-6 for the second straight blowout win for the Panthers. Powell now return home to take on the Lander Tigers. Lander coming up with a win on Friday, beating Green River 28-7. As Lander comes in, they were ranked at number 5 last week. Also, 4th-ranked Cody came up with a win as well, as they beat Riverton 44-23. Cody will have Warland at home coming up this Friday night. Some games in Class 2A, the Lovell Bulldogs ended up with a big win as Bighorn had won 22 straight games. But Lovell ended up pounding on Bighorn 26-0, the final. Thermopolis also stopped Tongue River 22-7, Wheatland over Kemmerer, while Glen Rock beat Pinedale. In nine-man ball, Rocky Mountain opened up all kinds of football on Wright. As 52-0, Rocky ranked number 2. Wright was ranked at number 5. Moorcroft ended up beating Grable 34-7, while Pine Bluffs over Riverside 16-6. Also in six-man ball, it was Matizzi over NSI 68-25, while Burlington beat Hewlett 57-30. And in out-of-state opponents, Jackson over Bear Lake, Idaho 50-21. While Preston, Idaho stopped Star Valley 34-15. Star Valley now is 0-2 on the season. We're back with more after this.